Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I just saw her sweet little face on the TV monitor. Thank God. It's tough enough. Little babies, and then you get into a situation like that. It's like, wow. But good on everybody involved in that and saving sweet little Emma, her pretty little face. There she is. Oh, no, that was another picture. It just came up there, but I just saw her a second ago on the monitor.
Can you imagine 1 week old? You've been a mother, possibly, for 1 week, and your newborn baby stops breathing.
Oh, my.
It makes my heart hurt just even reporting about it. But everyone's healthy. Everything's fine. A good end to the story.
She's a little doll. I just saw her a few minutes ago. Welcome to Haley and the Knobs. That's Haley.
Hello.
There's we're the Knobs.
Numero
uno y numero dos.
That's us.
The best knobs in the business.
Well, I don't know. We got a pretty good couple of knobs in our midday show as well.
Yo, they're not the best.
They're faking you out. Tomorrow's show is fake news.
That's right. 100%.
Terry.
It is.
You can't say that. The listeners aren't supposed to know that.
But Nettie put a picture on Facebook. He goes, I'm home on my deck.
Yeah.
I'm drinking beer. I'm watching movies. My 4th of July weekend already started.
The weekend started.
He didn't buy into the whole theater of the mind. Don't tell him what's happening.
It must be nice to just not care.
Or work. Who doesn't?
Right. Right.
We got to come to work on a Friday. What are those clowns doing?
So, yeah, what happened today? Because I couldn't get the work day to come up on my screen because I got to take some days off. It's like it wasn't working today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes.
You have to take days off. They're like, Terry,
the boss said,
please get out of the building.
Oh, there it is. It just popped up on my screen. So it is. Welcome, Terry Miters.
Okay, You've been annoying us like crazy. Take a few days off. Go swing a club.
They just said you have a lot of days, and you got to start stacking those up.
I mean,
the second half of the year begins tomorrow.
I was going to say, we're halfway through the year, my friend.
Well, you better start right now. I don't know about taking days off, but going through the 77 layers of authentication we have to use to get into that piece of software. It may take you another 45 minutes or so.
There are some people off work today who decided they would walk a picket line. They're called pilots for Delta Airlines.
At airports around the country today, off-duty Delta Airlines pilots are picketing. They want better pay and scheduling. Delta has been plagued by delays and canceled flights in recent weeks. Today, in a letter to customers, Delta's CEO is apologizing and says corporate employees are being put on the front lines in Atlanta and New York to help check bags and check in passengers to make things run smoother.
That's always fun. Mama, why are you crying? Because I got to leave the corporate office and go sling bags on a hot tarmac.
We need the HR person to throw around some luggage.
How do you think it's feeling right now at Hartsfield-Jackson International? Ooh. What's the temperature in Atlanta right now? 100 degrees. And somebody works in HR. Oh, my God. How heavy is... boom.
They might be the few people whose working conditions are worse than ours right now.
Especially if you're not used to it.
Oh, 100%.
And if it's not what you signed up for. It's not my job.
Driving that little cart that's got the meals and all that stuff. Boom!
See, that looks fun. I think that would be fun, but I bet it's still hotter than hell out there.
On that pavement all day long? Atlanta, Georgia? A heat island in and of itself?
Nope.
Oh, my God. That's tough. What do you normally do?
I'm a CPA. I'm an actuary.
I pay your salary. That's what I normally do. I work in payroll.
Today I'm lifting golf clubs up on them all day long. And then do they even know how to, like, stack things in the airplane?
Right, no, of course not.
Not a chance. No.
Of course not.
No.
That's the thing.
They're like, you've played the game Tetris, right? It's the same thing. Just follow those rules.
Except instead of pushing buttons, the little pieces you have to stack, they're a lot heavier.
I wonder how big you have to be. I mean, a guy like Will Clark couldn't work in the belly of one of those commercial aircraft. I mean, it's not like it's a UPS empty jet that you walk in, they push those big containers.
Even those, he would have trouble because I remember when I used to work over there at night, when I first started here, my night gig was loading packages at UPS just so I could have health insurance. Mm-hmm. And the doors on those containers aren't very tall. It's about 6 feet, maybe a couple of inches higher. So Will would have to consistently duck his head or just get smacked in the face a lot by metal and hard plastic to get in and out of there.
So on a commercial jet, all the people are sitting there, obviously. And so there's only so much cargo room on that under thing. They'd have to put a smaller person there that's jacked those suitcases around and stack them so that they're not rolling all over the place.
Yeah.
You'd have to be Tom Cruise sized, but with like Arnold Schwarzenegger's muscles, basically.
Tiny and nimble, but also very strong.
And then what happens to my golf clubs? What do you think? They're just throwing those in there. They're stepping.
Oh, yeah.
They're standing on them. They're stepping on them.
As they should. Unless you're a professional golfer, don't ship your clubs. You're obnoxious. Terry,
I hope you bought the insurance because your driver is bent when you see it again.
Well, I have used that other thing a couple of times because I go to Florida usually once a year, play golf with my brother. I got several siblings who live down in South Florida now. So I go down and we'll do a member guest in Naples. And, you know, a few times I've taken my own. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you do that ship sticks thing and they just pick them up, they just come to your house and they put them in a box and they're gone. And then you show up at the golf course and they go, "How you doing, Mr. Miners?" They don't open it till you get there because they don't want anybody jacking
around
with your stuff.
You trust it? It's all good? Nothing's ever?
They pack it. I forgot what it cost, but it was worth it.
Isn't there some other service as well? I think it was my brother-in-law telling me about this, that you can essentially send them your measurements and say, this is the course I'm going to be at. Here's the day. And you pay a fee and they bring clubs that fit you
probably
to the course.
Lots of golf clubs have the sets of irons for you to use that you can rent.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's kind of like a rental thing. You just send them your measurements and here's what
specific.
I normally play.
You just feel comfortable with your own stuff.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Well, cause you're used to playing with it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're on this subject of aviation. These pilots are out. They're unhappy. Had some more audio here from ABC talking to some of the pilots about what's up. People are like, "Why aren't you people at work? We can't get up. I'm trying to fly to my grandma's house, and I can't get there." Okay, here they are. Excuse me. It fell off my screen again because I was popping up the taking days off here. All right, let's check in with, what's this guy's name? These various pilots. Captain Eric Hall. Eric Hall, what's up? You protesting, ain't you?
Management has it within their control to adjust the schedule, so they're not overscheduling the airline. So we definitely think they could make adjustments.
They could make some adjustments.
Good point.
The cancellations are frustrating for the pilots as well. We sympathize with our passengers because it affects our lives as well. And management has it within their control to adjust the schedule, so they're not overscheduling the airlines.
Here's one thing we don't have to worry about is scabs when it comes to pilots. It's not like they're going to go get a guy who flies a crop duster in southern Indiana and says, "Hey, can you fly this 727? We got to get these people down to Atlanta."
Well, I think so. We'll get it up there and find out.
Which one's the one that drops the chemicals on the corn? We don't have that.
No, not that one. Not that one.
We don't have that guy on there. Here's First Officer David Adler.
Our contract was negotiated 6 years ago in 2016. It was a three-year contract. And so we're operating under the work rules and the pay rates that were decided in 2016.
So it's 6 years dead. Just like
I was going to say, I haven't.
In our business.
Wait a minute. You mean we're supposed to be getting paid more?
Really a thing? People get that?
Yeah, what?
Here's a passenger. Julio Vicente is traveling through New York City's JFK Airport and waiting.
I'm waiting to see what happened because they're telling me nothing about that.
They told you nothing?
Nothing.
They're telling us nothing. We're just waiting. That's what I feel.
Ugh.
That's what I told Mary. It's like, we're not giving any money to anybody to fly somewhere until they get this sorted out a little bit here. It's the one business where you can give them all that money, and then you show up for your service, and they go, "Sorry, ain't happening."
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what is this, a third world country?
And they don't give you your money back.
Right.
They just go, "Here's a certificate that you can fly at another time when we may or may not have a plane ready for you."
I spent $1,600 for us to fly, and it's like, what? Yeah, sorry. What? Mm. You go to prison for taking that much money from people and not delivering.
And you just hope that it doesn't happen to you when you're redirecting somewhere else, and then you're stuck in, you know, somewhere you've never been before in an airport that doesn't even have good restrooms for 16 hours.
Betty Nash celebrates her 60 years as a flight attendant. They called them stewardesses back in the day, and they were a little rough on women in that business.
It used to be horrible. You put on a few pounds, and then you had to keep weighing yourself. And then if you stayed that way, they'd take you off the payroll.
I love this woman. So she's done it 60 years. She's 80
right.
years old.
Right.
She flew today, and they were like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a flight attendant here celebrating 60 years. She was Eastern Airlines. And then American, which it apparently took over. What else you got for us there, Betty?
When it started, I think it was $12 one way.
$12 one day, those highfalutin people on them airplanes.
I was happy. Oh, my God. I'm the luckiest person in the world.
See, she's got that right attitude. Even flying 60 years, think of how many drunken jerks she's had to deal with.
I think she says at one point, she's like, oh, when I started, we'd walk around and hand out cigarettes and lighters.
Yeah, we played that clip earlier today.
Or cigarettes and matchbooks.
And then once her shift ended today, they said, well, Betty, we're going to need you to go out onto the tarmac there and load up some of this luggage.
Not Betty.
We got some pilots on strike over here.
Not poor
Betty.
Oh,
those are Terry Miner's golf clubs. You can sleep on top of those. That's all. Just walk all over those in there.
Just go sell those on the corner. It's fine.
Yeah, this other fellow's hauling his weights for a gym he's building for. Put those on top of Terry Miner's golf clubs.
I've been down before, riding along on this big old jet plane. I've been thinking about my home.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Late night and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
What a night.
We love ladies'
Cameron,
night.
Cameron Diaz is coming back. She's had enough. She's
ladies' had enough. Night.
She's been on the sidelines. Well, she was Charlie's Angels?
Yes.
Yeah. So that wasn't, that wasn't her last movie.
No,
but
yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of some of the films she was in over
the years. The
and then she'd
mask,
had enough.
I think.
Yeah, she'd had enough.
I thought she'd, like, retired, like, I'm done, I'm not doing it.
And she had a kid, basically, and was like, hey, I'm going to go spend time with my kid.
Oh, I didn't realize it was because she had a kid. I thought she was like, I'm done with the life.
Yeah, she's married to one of the Madden brothers Good Charlotte.
Which I think is very strange. They seem like opposites attract kind of thing.
She's coming out of retirement, joining Jamie Foxx in a Netflix film called Back in Action. The actors worked together in the past on Any Given Sunday. That's right. And then in the 2014 Annie remake. They're not saying much about the plot yet. Production of the film pops up later this year. So Jamie Foxx solicited another famous person who came out of retirement, a certain Tom Brady. So here's Cameron Diaz on the phone with Jamie Foxx.
Hello.
Cameron, what up?
I'm so anxious right now. I'm like pacing the room.
I got somebody on the line that can help you with this. Tom, you there?
Jamie, what's up, man?
Cameron, it's the GOATs.
Oh my God, is this Tom Brady?
I was talking to Jamie, and he said you need a few tips on how to unretire. I'm relatively successful at unretiring.
Honestly, exactly what I needed.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump off and let you guys chat it up.
I love Cameron Diaz. I've always enjoyed
She's
her.
She's so great.
Was it Something About Mary? Was that the name of another of those films?
Was she in that one, too?
There's Something About Mary. I think she's.
Yeah, she was. She was Mary.
Yeah.
No, Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels. She's a voice in Shrek.
Ugh, she's in The Holiday, which is like one of my favorite movies ever. She's spectacular in that
That's where
film.
She and a British woman switched their homes.
Yeah, she and Titanic Lady. What's her name?
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I saw that
Jude
film.
Law, Jack Black. Oh, it's a holiday special. Gotta watch it.
My wife liked that one. I remember seeing that one. All right, another couple coming back to the screen. A certain George Clooney
from Kentucky.
I've heard of him.
And Julia Roberts.
not from Kentucky.
They're buddies. They're all part of that little whatever. They're like the new Rat Pack, whatever it was, for so long with all those people from the Ocean's 11 film. They are in a movie called Ticket to Paradise. I don't know what, if that's coming to the theaters or... Anyway, Ticket to Paradise in theaters this October. The picture here is Clooney is sitting on an airplane. There's a seat next to him that is open. And then there's another woman that's sitting nearby. And then Julia Roberts comes walking down the aisle of the airplane. Listen.
I'm sorry. I think your things are in my seat.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for five.
I'm counting the recovery. Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met in Bali, millions of miles from home.
I just really want to kiss you. It's like I looked up for the first time and realized everything I ever wanted was right in front of me.
She's throwing her career away.
Just like her mother did. So I'm the only one who can stop her. She doesn't listen to him.
Oh, champagne.
Oh, two, please.
Just leave the bottle.
That's good. I like the premise. Clooney's always interesting, of course. We're proud of it.
Can I take a wild shot in the dark and say that they get back together by
I'm
the
thinking
end
that probably
of it?
Happens.
Oh, thank goodness. I love a happy ending.
I'm thinking that's probably going to happen.
That one is going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. You think so? I never think that rom-coms have the ability to make a lot of money.
It's those
well, I mean,
two.
It's not going to do Marvel money, right, but yeah, for romantic comedies with those two and the fact that you haven't seen either one of them in anything for a while, it's going to do quite well.
Gold.
Good for them. I'll go see it.
It sounds like theater. It's called that one's called Tickets to Paradise. And comes out this October, so I'm guessing that's in the theaters. The Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz film is a Netflix
piece. I see what you're doing here, Ian.
Come on with
it. Cameron Diaz's husband.
It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me.
Frank Zappa. You don't hear that name used that often.
No, it's been a while since he passed away. What was that, 92, 93?
Is that who this creepy person is?
That's him, Frank Zappa. He's been dead before, long before you were born.
Wow.
He died in 1993.
Oh, the year I was born.
He was only 52. It was prostate cancer. His recordings, like this, and song catalog acquired by Universal Music Group, they've reached an agreement with Zappa's family to obtain the recordings. They also get publishing... Film archive, name and likeness and contents of The Vault, the storage facility that stores Zappa's complete archives. Oh, okay.
So it's an actual storage facility. It's not just like some guy's computer in the basement.
The Zappa Trust agreed to the deal with Universal Music Group, made up of his children, whose names, if I recall, Ian, are Moon Unit?
Yep. That is one of the... more regular ones.
Moon Unit, as in one word,
his
or
daughter.
Moon
no, it's
middle
two
name
words.
Unit. Moon?
Her name is Moon Unit.
Moon Unit Zappa.
That's her name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. What's the other
one? She was like a valley girl, right? Wasn't she like, oh my God?
Shut up.
Yeah, and then she kind of went a little hippie, and yeah.
And then the son is Dweezil.
Well, there are a few sons. There is Dweezil is his nickname. His real name is Ian Donald Calvin Euclid Zappa.
You got an Ian in there.
Yeah, but Ians aren't normal.
That's too many names.
Yes. Yeah. But they call him Dweezil. Then there's Ahmet Emuka Rodan Zappa. And
does he have a nickname that I know that I've heard?
Ahmet is what they call him.
Okay, I don't recall.
And then there is the other one, Diva Thin Muffin Pagin.
Shut up.
Zappa.
Shut up. You're making, this is not real.
Who's the woman who agreed to
one
all
more
this?
Do it one more time. What's that last one?
Diva Thin Muffin Pagin Zappa, born July 30th, 1979.
First of all, that's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. Soon. What? That, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What happened when they were naming these children?
They were smoking a lot of dope.
I think he just told you he had seen a few people about some business, and they had sold him all of their wares, and I'm guessing they took them all in the same night.
Mushroom, peyote, Deep I don't know.
Thin Muffin. Pagese?
Pagin, I guess. P-I-G-E-E-N.
Yeah, Pagin.
Yeah. So Moon Unit is really like the normal one.
Right.
That is truly more interesting than probably any of his music.
Anyway, all those oddly named people are now, I guess, going to have some money because someone felt like the Frank Zappa catalog is of value.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything has value
in
this world.
If you can be born into a family where one creative person was ahead of you and made a lot of money and then croaked and you never have to work, I'm looking at you, Tito Jackson.
Ooh!
Or any of Michael's kids.
Yeah, true. Blanket. Paris. Paris is singing. I heard something from her not long
ago.
She's
got a
bad
career, yeah.
Is that what
we're calling it? Does she have a career?
A career being a famous person's kid?
That's right.
Well, that's what I mean. I bet she's never had a song chart ever.
No.
Oh, no,
but
no.
She sounded okay in the song. It was on Fallon or something.
Yeah, then you got Prince Michael Jackson, which right. I think is Blanket's real name.
Yeah. I forgot the other
really?
Kid.
Really?
I think so.
I thought Blanket's name was Blanket.
Don't you remember Michael Jackson's dad, Joe, after Michael was dead? He was like, well, that little Blanket, he can dance.
He can dance.
He can dance. It's like he was going to get him out there to start making a new generation of money.
That is a different type of mental illness that
dad,
I hope I never have to
that
get
dad,
to.
That dad, man, he drove those kids hard. Oof. I mean, they should have been in school, and he's got them playing in clubs. They're from Gary, Indiana. He's got them playing in clubs till 1 o'clock in the morning. School's, 6 hours away. And that's all right. We got work to do.
Terry, they got famous because of it. Yeah. So, I mean, basically the dad was right.
Okay. You want to think those other names are weird? Michael's kids get a little confusing. There's Paris Jackson.
Yeah.
That one's simple.
The singer.
Then there's Prince Jackson.
Okay, normal.
That's the middle one. Then there's Prince Michael Jackson the second. That one is Blanket.
Blanket.
So it's he kind of goes all George Foreman there.
Yeah.
Blanket's every kid's got the same name.
Blanket's the one that he held onto over the balcony.
Yes, yeah, and had the little blanket thing over his head. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got a baby. You're hanging over a balcony up on an upper floor. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
And everybody's
you got
like,
a
well,
baby on a balcony.
I thought it was fun. It's just a baby over a balcony. What's the worst thing that can happen?
Death. That's the worst thing can
whatever.
Happen. You drop the baby. Well, there are parenting trends that come and go.
Speaking of good parents.
Naming your child Moon Unit. Some advice from the past for raising kids seems kind of crazy now. Things were recommended to parents of previous generations sound pretty nuts when you hear about them right here.
Mm-hmm.
From the 1920s, John Watson was the first American pop parenting expert. In his book, he wrote, "Psychological Care of the Infant and Child. Never hug and kiss them. Never let them sit in your lap." Okay.
You don't want them to get too attached.
Another big trend that started in the 1920s, baby cages.
What?
They attached,
now this I could get behind.
They attached a window so city kids could climb out on the suspended metal playpen type thing that hung in the air.
Stop.
No, that's real. I've seen that in movies before.
I've never heard of that.
Because they thought, fresh air kind of thing?
I guess, but it was like in a window, like a window box, except it was a cage.
Like on the outside of like an apartment building
in New York.
Yes.
Like up on high buildings because you can't go out. Oh,
and you know the engineering on that was really good.
1920s. I mean, who would do that?
Hopefully you didn't have any big fat kids.
Potty training newborns back in 1932, 90 years ago, the U.S. government published Infant Care, a booklet advising moms to start potty training their baby days after they were born. The idea was to get them trained by the time they were 8 months old. And, of course, if you've ever potty trained a toddler, you know that's
impossible.
In 1962, so we're only talking 60 years ago, feeding babies solid food and coffee early on. A book called Bringing Up Baby by pediatrician Walter Sackett Jr. encouraged parents to start feeding newborns cereal 2 days after they were born.
Well, I mean, that's...
Then, within 3 months, move them up to bacon and eggs.
you need that good protein. And I mean, honey bunches of oats are so tasty. The baby needs to have
them. Does the coffee come in?
6 months.
Okay, so what we're saying is... By 6 months, you're eating bacon and eggs. You're drinking coffee. By 9 months, you got a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah.
Bourbon by your first birthday and dead from old age at 15.
That's how that goes. They make it to 15 on that kind of diet.
In the 60s and 70s meant riding in a car without a seatbelt. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Riding a bike without a helmet, all that stuff.
But I did that.
A couple of last things here, just because my wife insisted upon Baby Einstein.
Wow. This still seems new to me, Baby Einstein.
Her kids were born in 2004 and 6. Is that right? No. Yeah. And, or 2002. That's what it is. 2002 and 4. So they were into she was into the Baby Einstein thing.
What was the idea behind it?
They were education videos. You put your kid down and they're taking in all this other stuff. And that was a big thing. I think the woman who thought of this, Disney, bought it for $1 zillion.
I bet
she retired like, so long, suckers.
And then it never went anywhere. It basically crashed and burned.
The last thing they list as dumb is helicopter parenting. Guilty.
Uh-oh.
Parents with the best intentions getting involved in every single aspect of their kids' lives and hovering over them.
You don't need to.
No.
They're fine.
Back it down. But don't put them in a damn cage on a skyscraper hanging out of a window. That's just dumb. Gravity always wins. Somebody didn't hook them up right. All right, back in a few. It's News Radio 840 WHAS.
Don't you ever ask them why.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you, Tom, for the note. I ran that piece earlier about the Alaskan cruise that hit an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
He did ask the question I'd forgotten. Did the band continue to play?
Good question.
Coco Gauff, a winner today at Wimbledon. She's 18.
Ooh.
Let's do her talking about playing center court, man. That's where all the killers
yes and no. I mean, I know that compared to 3 years ago, there's definitely a lot more people expecting me to win. But, you know, I think 15-year-old me would be proud that I'm still playing on center court. this was kind of...
That's so funny. She talks about 15-year-old her like it was 40 years ago.
Yeah, still, what is she, 45?
Also, as if she's not in the prime of her life and she's expected to win.
Straight sets today, 2 and 3. So
good
on her. We've got a lot of Americans left in the Wimbledon quest. Obviously, it's early on. I think Djokovic is 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, our time. You want to see?
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Tsitsipas at noon.
Yeah. So anyway, happy 4th of July weekend if you're not going to be with us tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to be here.
We're coming.
We're working.
Vanetti may not be here, but we sure will.
Our show is live tomorrow. I'm excited about that. Special guest on from Chicago Radio. Celebrate our 100th birthday. We'll leave it at that. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Go ahead and start grilling up some hot dogs.
Ooh, hot dogs.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.